Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I am just back from Indianapolis, where we had our first ever public Herding Tigers workshop. We had a great group there. So much fun, so much great interaction, a full day of talking about how to create an environment in which our teams can thrive. So thanks so much to everyone who came out for that. It was a great time. And we're going to be doing Herding Tigers workshops and other workshops in cities all over the U.S. over the coming year. So if you want to stay apprised of when that's going to happen, just visit accidentalcreative.com/subscribe and jump on the email list. We'll be making those public workshops known when we schedule them. So anyway, also today I want to talk about something from the book Herding Tigers. And even though it's a book about leadership, it's something that I think is relevant to really all creative pros, anybody who has to deal with the ambiguity and the insecurity of turning your thoughts into value, making it up as you go every day, which is what most of us do. I mean, no matter how many times you've done something successfully, no matter how much value you've created over time, no matter what your role in the organization, how experienced you are, you're kind of making it up as you go when you jump into a project, because every project is going to be different and you have to learn how to react in the moment and solve problems. And yes, you use your skill set, your experience base, all of that helps you, but you're still kind of figuring it out as you go. And so on today's show, I want to talk about what it means to quit the approval addiction. This is something that I find a lot of creative pros wrestle with, is this need to be approved, the need to be affirmed, the need to be liked by people. So we're going to talk about how that plays out. And it may not be necessarily in ways that you currently think it plays out in your life. It could be in other ways that you're not even aware of. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So as creative pros, we are in the business of turning clever ideas into customer value. As I just said, that's what we do. But the thing is, great ideas and great creative work take time to cultivate. And running a business doesn't always provide the kind of time that you need to be able to do that really deep creative work. And that's where FreshBooks can help. FreshBooks is accounting software that's designed for creative professionals like you and like me. It's so easy to use that you're going to save up to 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let your creativity flourish. It's packed with time-saving features. You can create and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. It is so easy to do, and they look great, and they're so easy to interact with. You can set up ACH and credit card payments right on your invoices to get paid up to 2 times faster. You can snap photos of receipts on your phone and make managing expenses a million times faster. So when tax time rolls around, you can export tidy reports for expenses, invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant an absolute breeze. Allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do the boring accounting and bookkeeping stuff. You don't want to do that. None of us want to do that, but it has to get done. So let FreshBooks take that load off of you. Right now, I'm offering listeners of the Accidental Creative Podcast a 30-day trial of FreshBooks with no credit card required. Try it out. There's no reason for you not to try it out. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, I'm going to share with you some ideas from chapter 4 of my book, Herding Tigers. I'm going to offer some commentary as I go here, but this is really about an important principle that we have to embrace if we want to do great work. We have to quit our approval addiction. Listen, everyone wants to be liked. I mean, given the choice between being liked or disliked, no one chooses the latter. No one does. In fact, some leaders and some creative pros I've met, being liked is at the top of their list of priorities. They wouldn't admit it necessarily, but their actions prove otherwise. They avoid any form of conflict. They fail to speak truth. They generally blend in with the majority crowd whenever possible. They just go along. However, they often do so at the expense of their effectiveness as a leader or a creative pro. They crave perception over progress. And this is an important principle here. Sometimes you have to do things that are going to be perceived as maybe something that is against the grain, something people won't like. You have to allow people to perceive you a certain way in order to make progress. And that the way that they perceive you may not be the way you want to be perceived. But for some people, they crave perception over progress. They want to look like they're making progress more than they actually want to make progress. So in a former professional life, Jim Friedman was an Emmy Award-winning TV producer and writer, but these days he's an acclaimed professor at the Institute of Entrepreneurship at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, which is, by the way, my alma mater. I get the chance to go back and speak to Jim's classes and lecture at Miami pretty frequently. And Jim believes that one of the biggest mistakes that leaders make is trying to be liked. And then he says, however, it's not my job to be liked. It's my job to help them do their best work. In reality, Jim Friedman is a massively popular professor. He is. But one of the reasons that he sometimes overhears students speaking about him unfavorably, or maybe he's the target of frustration during office hours, is because he's completely willing to speak the plain truth to them. His directness sometimes feels abrasive to students, even when it's the exact thing they need to hear in order to grow. Now, listen, this strategy has obviously worked well for him because he was recently voted Miami University's Professor of the Year. So, people recognize that he's effective at what he does, but sometimes he has to be willing to be disliked in the short term so that he can help people be effective in the long term. If you tend to be a people pleaser, it's possible to flip the script. It is. But that doesn't mean being a dislikable SOB. Rather, it means speaking truth to people in a way they can hear it. So I want to give you a few strategies to help you unplug from the approval addiction. The first one is you need to speak truth with empathy. You do. You can be a truth teller and do it in a way that others are likely to receive it well. So whenever you have to deal with difficult truth, you have to deliver a difficult truth to someone, consider the context, consider the timing, consider how the other person is most likely to positively receive your words. Don't tack it on at the end of a meeting. Don't tack it on when everybody's tired. Don't tack it on when you're about to rush out the door to another commitment, right? Instead, speak the truth with empathy. Try to get inside the life of the other person and ask, okay, if I were receiving this difficult truth, how would it best be received? A, how would I best receive it? And B, what would be the right timing for me to have this conversation with the person delivering this truth to me? So I encourage you to consider where in your life, where in your work are you shying away from speaking truth because you prefer to be liked? All right, that's the first thing I encourage you to consider. And by the way, if you want more tips about speaking with empathy, my book, Louder Than Words, has an entire chapter about how to communicate with empathy. It's about finding your voice, developing your voice so that it will resonate with other people. So check out that book, Louder Than Words, if you want more ideas about that. The second principle, so the first one is speak truth with empathy. The second principle is refuse to throw a team member under the bus. Now, when others are gossiping about a coworker or assigning blame for something, those little side conversations that happen, it's tempting to jump into the conversation in order to feel included or to be liked by other people. However, each time you engage in one of these conversations, you're creating a little breach of trust. And as I often say, trust is not like a bank account. You can't just put a little bit in and then every once in a while take some out as long as you keep a positive balance. It doesn't work that way. Trust is like a water balloon. You fill it and you fill it and you fill it. And if you puncture it, even in a tiny way, you're going to lose it everywhere you are. So every time you engage in a little side conversation about someone, you breach trust. Your team, if you're a leader, your team members will never know when they might be the subject of your ridicule, right? So if you're leading a team and you engage in this behavior, people are always going to wonder, are they doing the same thing about me? If you're a coworker, if you're talking about your peer, people are going to wonder, does he or she talk about me when I'm not around? Never throw someone under the bus, even if it's deserved. And let's be honest, sometimes it's deserved, but never do it. So I encourage you to consider, are there situations in which you know these conversations are likely to happen, these little side conversations? Can you avoid them? Can you stay away from them, right? Are there ways in which you're subtly throwing people under the bus right now? And what can you do to structure yourself, your life, your rhythms, your conversations, so that that doesn't happen, Right? You're not accountable for what everybody else does, but you are absolutely accountable for what you do, for how you choose to behave. So refuse to throw a team member under the bus. The third principle is you have to maintain your edge. So over time, it's easy to allow organizational life to soften your point of view. You might adopt a milder demeanor so that you fit in better, but doing so causes you to lose your strong competitive and creative advantage. Don't feel the need to alter your perspective out of a desire to play organizational politics in order to be liked. The edge that people scoff at now is the very thing they will celebrate you for later. The opinions that you hold that few other people do, and the quirky but incisive insights that you bring to the table are likely to be your calling card in years to come. That's the stuff of great leadership. It is. Your rough edges are what you're going to be known for later, even though people often try to round them off a year. You might round them off yourself just to be more palatable, more likable. So where are you compromising your perspective, and where are you softening your edge just in order to be liked? So speak the truth with empathy, refuse to throw a team member under the bus, and maintain your edge. Listen, when you arrive at a decision, or maybe you're facing a crossroads with a project, ask yourself, am I doing this in order to be liked, or am I doing this in order to be effective? It's one of the most difficult traps to avoid. It is. The likability trap is difficult to avoid. And it's why leadership is often described as being lonely, and why often creative pros feel like they're on their own, like they're lonely, they're lost in space. It's because we are constantly trying to navigate our relationships and whether we're liked, whether we're received with, okay, what's the right thing to do here? And sometimes the right thing is the thing that might make you disliked in the short run. I mean, it's just the reality of it. Remember, you can be both liked and effective. You can, but you can't chase both at the same time. When you are genuinely leading your team, when you're genuinely communicating and creating from a place of empathy, when you're collaborating with truthfulness and forthrightness, but you know, empathy with your team, you know, people are going to begin to see that even your most direct and painful feedback is in their best interest. When you communicate truthfully, but with empathy, yeah, it's going to sting sometimes. And listen, when they do the same thing for you, you need to receive it as well. That trust is a two-way street. You have to be willing to receive feedback as well. However, when you soften your feedback just to be liked, you're serving neither yourself nor the team. And the work is going to suffer as well. So we have to make sure that we're not chasing likability at the expense of effectiveness. I encourage you, speak the truth with empathy. So when you have to deliver difficult feedback, when you have to communicate something that people may not like, make sure you're thinking, what's the best way to communicate this? Take the extra time. When we're busy, when we have a lot going on, we don't want to take the time to do it the right way. Take the time to do it the right way. Your relationships within the organization are absolutely essential to your effectiveness as a creative pro. We are interdependent upon one another in order to do our best work. So make sure that you're keeping the relationships clean. You're keeping the communication clean. Make sure that you're maintaining your trust with the other person. The best way to do that is to always think with empathy before you communicate anything or you speak anything to them. So speak the truth with empathy. Refuse, always, always, always refuse to throw a team member under the bus. The fastest path to irrelevance as a collaborator or a leader is to throw your team under the bus one time. Just one time, you're going to lose them forever. You are, okay? So refuse to throw a team member under the bus. And then maintain your edge. Let people see that you're willing to stand up for what you believe in, even in the face of the pressure to conform, even in the face of the pressure to try to be more organizationally palatable. Maintain your edge. Maintain your point of view. Be bold. Be brave enough to stand in the face of resistance. If you do these three things, it's going to go a long way toward helping you be authentically invested in the organization and also maintaining the trust of the team. And frankly, you know, even though we say that, you know, being effective is more important than being liked, and I believe that to be true, ironically, by engaging in this kind of direct behavior with empathy, you're also more likely to be liked as well as you engage in this behavior. So I just encourage you to consider these three principles and consider places in your life, in your collaboration, in your work, where you might aspire to be liked more than you aspire to be effective. Don't fall into the likability trap. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.